TJ Cotterill joins us from the Tacoma News Tribune. Hi, TJ.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well. Hope you had a great holiday. You got a little breather after Varsity Hoops, Varsity Football Live, and now we're talking some basketball. You don't have to freeze outside anymore like you did all fall long. This is a little bit nicer, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I was allowed to at least to get two breaths in and then move on to basketball. And now I don't have to wear my thick, heavy coat.
So, much better.
Happy about that.
And sure. You know, and it's been inner city Tacoma basketball is just really starting to take shape now. It's great to see it. And you had a good rivalry battle, Wilson and Foss, tonight. What happened?
Well, Wilson was able to bounce back after that loss Wednesday to Lincoln for the 71-67 win tonight against Foss. I mean, for them, it's been about the maturation of their senior guard, David Jenkins Jr. We named him part of our first team All-State preseason team. Going in, we know about how many, you know, big name Division I guys there are in the state, but he's right up there. He's got offers from UW and UCLA from what we hear too, and he came off a 51 point game a couple weeks ago in Canada. It was a career high for him. And tonight, Foss really limited him in the first half of this game with 4 points. He got two quick fouls, offensive fouls, and he just wasn't really the same in the half, but he ends up scoring 9 of his 17 points in the fourth quarter, including a three-pointer, the game-winning shot when there was a tie game, 25 seconds to go. He gets the inbounds and gets to the hoop and scores, and Wilson was able to hold on from there to beat Foss. And for Foss, it's tough for them because they fall to 0-2 after they got just a first time a Tacoma team been invited to that Les Schwab Invitational in Oregon with so many national ranked powers, Oak Hill Academy, a team, you know, produced guys like Carmelo Anthony, was there, and they played that team and actually went 2-2 in that tournament.
Wow.
With Roberto Giddens being named to the first team there. He had 22 points tonight for Foss and a couple of big dunks too down low. And I mean, both these teams are super athletic, and you know, now Foss has lost by 4 points to Wilson, and they lost in overtime against Lincoln. So their two league losses have been very, very close battles against these Tacoma teams. And I don't know if you heard about that game Wednesday against Lincoln or Wilson, but I mean, you had the Trufant family was all there. Isaiah, Desmond, and Marcus. Xavier Cooper was there. And Lorenzo Romar was standing by the door. And so was Ernie Kent. They were hanging out with each other. And it was packed by the JV game. I mean, this Tacoma rivalry stuff is no joke. And I think we'll work to see plenty more of these good games as we go on.
Those the three top dogs there, Wilson, Lincoln, and Foss, or we got somebody else that we need to talk about?
Those are the three top dogs. Lincoln right now is in first with their 4-0. Wilson's 4-1, and now, or sorry, 5-1. Now Foss is 4-2. It's tough for those other teams in this league to be able to compete with those Tacoma schools. Just so much talent.
Have you gone down and watched McLaughlin yet this year?
I have not got to watch McLaughlin. I wanted to see him tonight. They played Auburn Mountain View in a battle of unbeaten. Actually, they were the only two unbeaten 3A teams in the state tonight. And Peninsula County won that one. I got to do a couple stories with McLaughlin. He's such a nice, good kid. And I mean, you could tell just the 40-inch vertical alone, you know, what kind of athlete he is.
Right.
Going to Oregon State. And yeah, he's making Peninsula tick right now. And I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, they give teams like Rainier Beach and Garfield a run for their money.
Wow, that would be unbelievable. If somebody can give Garfield a run for their money this year, that would be something special. Hey, great stuff. Thank you, TJ. Hope you had a happy new year, and we'll talk to you next week.
I'll see you.
Thanks, Matt. TJ Cotterill from Tacoma News Tribune.